there is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
You have 2 more minutes. Push! The angels are here. They are here. They are here. Hey, ciao. Hey, ciao. Hey, ciao. Bia, bia, bia. Hey, ciao. It's the days of fire. In Jesus' name, listen. Listen to me. How do you want to fly in this new year? While Ahab is running, like our brother said, he's running to the gates of Jezreel. Elijah appeared. There is something Elijah knows that Ahab doesn't know. He was running with the best chariots. He was running. But there is something Elijah knows. The chariots of fire. Hey. Oh. So after me, Lord. Carry me by your chariots of fire. Cry out. Jesus. Yes, I can feel it. Can you feel it? It's rising. It's rising. Oh my God. The shadows of fire. They're here. They're here. They're here to carry you. They're here to ferry. Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name, listen. It is a little, it is a little. Somebody say after me, chariots of fire. How do you want to enter this year? How do you want to move in this year? The same way you moved last year. Say after me, chariots of fire. After me, chariots of fire, carry me. Elijah, Elijah, the Elijah transport system, the Elijah mode, the Elijah. You can choose the means of Ahab, but the Elijah chariots is here. So after me, chariots of fire, carry me. After me, chariots of fire, carry me. Listen, with this edit, you can be seated. This night will be something else. You cannot be behind schedule when you are carried by the chariots of fire. For long, Ahab was running. Elijah was waiting. Let my chariot arrive. Let my chariot arrive. I want to be carried. I cannot carry myself. I need to be carried. My destiny needs to be carried. Carry me, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name. You can be seated. May the Lord give you wings. The wings of God in the spirit is not just for movement. It is for preservation. There is a prophecy about the woman, you remember, in the book of Revelation. The scripture said that the way out for the woman, the way out for the woman is that she was given what? Wings. She was given wings. I feel the glory of God in this place. You need wings in this year. You need wings. You need wings to stay above the works of Satan, stay above the works of darkness. Not just for movement. You need wings. 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 The chariots, they are here. Listen to me. Listen, all of you in the middle, the wind of the spirit is going to blow in the next 30 seconds. Just all of you in the middle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then it's activating your wings in the spirit. Receive it now. Touch! Wings, 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 wings. In Jesus mighty. This meeting is stronger than I expected. First summer. You can be seated. This is a prophetic environment. And in this place, we want the Holy Spirit to move rather than to organize him out. So, forget about this, my suit. It's somebody that gave me. A brother saw the video I made the other day telling people about this meeting. And he said that I'm very quiet. He is correct. According to the man my mother gave birth to, very quiet. The one born from heaven, boisterous. Which one do you want to meet? So sometimes we wear, somebody say, Eja. I didn't hear you shout, Eja. Oja. Oja. What's the difference between Oja? Somebody say Oja.
Oja.
So sometimes we wear this suit to deceive demons, deceive people. But the energy inside is like a dam, a dam. It's like a dam. What God is going to do for you in this meeting, if you know how to manage spiritual resources, the result it will produce in your life, and the result is going to produce in your family, in everything that concerns your life, will be beyond imagination. Coincidentally, this is my first ministration in this year. Amen. In fact, since our last 24 hours pray, this is my first ministration since last year. Amen. So, I was praying the other day. Please be seated. Don't sit, stand. So I can see where I will rest my hand. I know you will not believe it, but sometimes our hand become heavy. Not physically. I was praying and Oja visited me from heaven. Wait, let me tell you. So, sometimes when you have that kind of visitation, if it stays too much with you, you might sometimes I feel as if I may die if I don't communicate some of these things. See, sometimes we are like funnels, pipes. We are like absorbents in the spirit. We are like foams. So for many weeks, we are just there, soaking. We have not done anything or gone anywhere. This is the first time. So after me, I receive my activation. The thing about Nayoth is that all candidates appear in Nayoth. Whether you are a king, if you appear in Nayoth, you prophesy. Is it not? Whether you are a priest, Nayoth. Nayoth is a conclave in the spirit. The spiritual electromagnetic forces domicile in Nayoth has the ability to make even the rebellious to become prophets. It is that strong. That was the path that Saul was on. But he was too strong until he appeared where? In Nayoth. And the scripture recorded that it is not just that Saul prophesied, he prophesied naked from morning till night. What kind of atmosphere is in Nayoth? So strong that your weakness, I believe what I'm telling you, is a realm. And because they know that there is a realm in heaven with diverse possibilities that have the ability to make all your excuses futile, God has not yet accepted the fact that you cannot do what he told you to do. Give me. Give me so you can rest. Hope this is a better one. So after me, Nayoth. You are a businessman, you must visit Nayoth. You are a politician, you must visit Nayoth. You are a man of God, you must visit who? Where? You are a teacher, you must visit where? You are a medical doctor, you must visit where? Nayoth. Nayoth in Ramah. The duty of the men that are there, they are not there for their needs. What they do from morning till night is to generate energy. If you ever stumble on Nayoth, even the people that never knew they had prophetic grace prophesied. That was the power of Nayoth. There are many things resident in many of you. You don't know you are capable of that. You don't know it is... healing anointing you saw in the spirit, when will it manifest? It is at Nayoth in Ramah. Niakom Safataka. Huh? Man of God, you saw yourself, you went for a meeting and cripples are rising. You preached and power hit everywhere. It is 3 years, nothing has happened. Listen, the reason why Jesus Christ, as possible. That's possible. Give me your jacket. Give me your jacket. God sent me to you. If you believe it, it will be so for you. As I speak to you now, as I stretch my hands towards you, I bring you to the prophetic activation of your season in the name of Jesus. 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 You can be seated. God is bringing you to a new level of the anointing. See a boisterous anointing coming out of your life, very strong. In fact, when you appear in a meeting, you have not done anything, the power of God will break out. Impartations. There is a grace to move in the ministry of the Spirit that is coming upon you, such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. Increase in grace, increase, increase, increase. Increase, increase, increase. Until I see your face, until I overflow, my prayer will not stop, my hunger will not stop. Until I see your face, until I overflow, my prayer will not stop, my hunger will not stop. In Jesus' name, listen. Show me my scripture. Can it be this? First Samuel chapter 19, verse 17. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Help me. The hand of God is coming on a woman here. I don't know the woman. My God, help me, Holy Spirit. Aside the men, the hand of God is coming on a woman. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Put your hands stronger, 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 stronger. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's increasing. It's increasing. It's increasing. Is increasing, is increasing, is increasing. I want to see your faces. There is a young brother that was in front here. There's a young brother here. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, help me, help me. Find me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. Push! Fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. stronger, 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 stronger. Oh my God. Touch. Touch the power of the Holy Ghost. He's strong. He's strong. He's strong on you. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Strong. Strong. Strong, 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 Holy Ghost! Touch! You must be activated. You must be shifted. You must be. Bring the man for me. Bring the man. Can you bring him? Oh my God. You must be activated. You must be shifted. You must be activated. Pastor. Where is the brother that owns this jacket? Come and take it. Come and take it. Say after me, Lord. I receive my activations. You can be seated. Hey, touch that brother. Don't touch people that God has not released. Some people will go to heaven. As the power of God hit them, they move in the spirit. They find themselves in several locations in the spirit, even physically. Allow what God is doing in the spirit to be fully done, because you can move the person physically and it will affect his journeys in the spirit. Have you ever found yourself, maybe when you are about to win a battle in the spirit, when you raise your sword to and somebody woke you up, how are you sure you have won? Is it a good thing? That's why sometimes you need to be careful. Because that person can be having a life-defining encounter. And once you move him, it can affect the spiritual alignment. It can. It doesn't always, but it can. You can be seated, please. As you can see, anything can happen anytime. Before I read here, show me 2 Samuel chapter 5. Let's see verse 20. Second Samuel chapter 5, verse 20. And David came to Baal Perazim. You are there, say amen. And David smote them there. Okay, maybe let's see verse 19 so that he can give us better context. Verse 18, please. Very good. If you're in verse 17, say amen.
Amen.
But when the Philistines heard that
they had anointed David king over Israel. All the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. You see, David's life was normal until what happened? All men are equal until one of us becomes anointed. As soon as oil comes on a man, he is no more your mate. Not because of age, but because of what? Anointed. The oil. Now, it is most times only humans. Are you with me? Yes, it's only humans that disregard the appearance of oil. Darkness always have something to say, either good or bad, about the oil. And when they see it, they recognize. In fact, they strategize either to fight or to run. But they must do something about what? The oil. David was a normal man. He was just another brother in the church. He was just another guy that we knew. He was enjoying his life until the oil. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek him. So as soon as David was anointed king over Israel, Israel's battles became his what? You are with me. You are with me. He had his own personal battles, which is tough enough for him to handle. But when he was anointed king, one of the implications of anointing him king is that he has also taken the battles of the nation as his own. Now, even if David came out and said, "I am David, oh, I am not Israel. I am David. That is Israel. Me, I'm just David." The powers of darkness does not recognize that distinction that you are making. What they know is that God has anointed you to deliver your family. And the warfare that you will be facing is your family warfare, not your warfare. Are you with me? So, don't increase the volume. So, a man that comes and says, "That's as far as I'm concerned, all I want is just to go to school and do well in school," you are missing the point. Unbeknownst to you, at one point in your life, you were anointed. And every anointing has a testimony that it bears in the spirit. And for David, this anointing is bearing the testimony that he is the king of where? Israel. And instantly, according to scripture, the warfares of Israel became his warfares. How many of you are here or hearing me that the warfares of your family has become yours in this year, but you are not aware yet? Are you getting the point?
Yes,
may Satan not prepare ahead of you? As you can see here, are you with me?
Yes,
as you can see here, Satan has entered to the battlefront. The Philistines, we are there to wage war. Imagine if David was not aware. He comes to the battleground as a civilian, whilst the enemy has camped to slaughter him. The battles are beyond him, but it's about him. What is important is that the heavens have anointed you. They have sent you on an errand, and every one member of your family has come under your priesthood. Say after me,
I will arise.
You know, if you are David, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you are David, you will say, "I'm a new king. So let me take time to adjust." You can see from here that the Philistines did not give David time for adjustment. The new role that God has given this man in the spirit has instantly got enemies for him. You can see here that the enemies that David had is not about him as a person. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The enemies that he had now is as a result of what? The oil. So the oil has enemies. You yourself, you yourself might not have enemies, but the oil what? Has, and the oil has come on you. So when the oil comes on a man, the enemies of the oil has become what? Your enemy. It is important that you rise up and battle with the oil, because the oil does, the oil has capacity to bring protection and preservation. Are you getting what I'm saying? But the man that carries the oil must know how to meander in the realm so that the oil will become strong and corrosive. Say after me, the oil. Dr. Alex! Say after me, the oil. When the oil comes on you, it separates you. And demonic powers are aware that something has come. I tell you the truth. The worst thing that can even happen is if you as a person is not aware that there is a shift in the spirit. If you are not aware that there is an oil in the spirit. If you are not aware that you have ascended a throne. The battles of that throne will appear. Listen to me. Can I tell you something?
Yes, sir.
You can be seated. Be seated. If the battles of a throne comes to you, you must locate your throne. Because the reason why the battles of a throne is coming to a man is because that man has a throne. Whether he has ascended, whether he is seated, and whether he's operating is a different matter. But the battles of the throne that you face is a testimony that your destiny can only be governed from what? A throne. You know, I have seen many people, they try to contend with the battles that can only be contended from a throne. They try to contend with it as civilians from the ground. Listen to me. The wars of a king are not powerful until he's sitting on his throne. Because from his throne, his wars are not for communication. They are for laws and government. That is why you must locate that throne and sit. Because the battles coming are the battles of throne. And only them that are seated, activated, with the oil working. He said, the Philistines are here. Oh, David, are you aware? So after me, I see, I enter. This new season. I see, I enter. This new season. I see, I enter. This new anointing. I see, I enter. You can be seated. All my life, inclusive of me, I've wanted to live a very quiet life. How many of you are like me? Just plant a garden and give birth to 3 kids. Travel around the world and share the gospel. My idea of sharing the gospel. I wanted to serve God, but my idea of serving God is giving lecture. Have you seen a Christian lecture? That's my idea of serving God. I did not know that a day will come, I will see myself in the battlefront of the gospel. That there are enemies behind the battle line. When you hold a Bible verse, there are powers and contentions in the spirit to make sure that it doesn't drive into the heart of men and achieve the end of God. Are you willing to stand up? That kind of battle cannot be fought by a posture of a lecturer. Arise, awake in the spirit.
take the sword of the spirit like a weapon. At what point does the Bible, the word, become a sword in the spirit? How does a man handle it? Because with it, you will make war.
I something tumbling on my inside, though. Everywhere you are, pray for the next 1 minute.
Fear tire core palatetes.
Oh.
Seconds,
push Silas, push Silas, push Silas. Silas, push. In Jesus' mighty name, you can be seated. I'm not doing everything for you, but I'm trying to give you the tools that you need. If you handle it well, you will mesmerize Satan in this year. Say after me, Lord, help me in this new year. I want to be all out for you. Say after me again, Lord, help me in this new year. I want to be all out for you. You can be seated. My brother, when I was growing up, because my father was a pastor, I've already finished reading the Bible like maybe 3 times before I was 14 years. You know, I was reading it as letter. The stories are so nice. If you think, just go and read the Old Testamental stories. So nice. I was reading about David and the wars. It was like a movie in my eyes. Are you getting the point? They were calling me. That's how I was getting ready for my calling. God have mercy on me. I was getting ready for battles. Reading the scripture story. May something shift on your inside in the name of Jesus. Let it shift. Let something be awakened and activated. Jesus said, be seated. And when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king, the anointing has friends and it also has enemies. That means it looks as if the anointing is a living thing. It has friends, it has enemies. There is a way God will allow anoint you. There is an anointing that comes. You say, look, God, why don't I have friends? The anointing that came on you doesn't have friends. what do you even want, Seth? Huh?
Fire.
There is a kind of fire that if it comes, your habitation will be the wilderness. You don't even know what you want, Seth. A brother met me and said, I said, Apostle, I want a double portion of what you have. I said, you don't know what you are asking for. If I'm you, I will run. Listen, there are some things you desire. Instantly, food becomes your enemy. You can't be eating food and be saying, I enjoy myself. Listen to me. If you enjoyed your wife's, okay, let me not go there. I'm not married. There is something I would have said. You are too interested in enjoying your wife's food 2 times a day, 7 times a week, 31 times a month, 365 times a year. This kind of fire will be very far from you. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are some the fire, the oil doesn't have much friends. It doesn't eat much food. It's oil. Listen to me. You can be seated. You know, the consecration of in the days in the. Don't worry. Be seated. Don't worry. I want to tell you a story. Don't worry. Be seated. In the 70s and 80s, especially 80s in Nigeria, a generation of young men rose up. And they started pursuing money. They started delving in what was called occultic money, or what they call blood money. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this story is to tell you one of the consecrations of that order. They have many consecrations. I know a man, and it's not just him, there are many. You know, one of the consecrations, you see, many of us want some oil from heaven, but we don't want the consecration that follows it. We just want the oil. I want to tell you that even in darkness, their empowerment does not come with a consecration. There is something you must drop, or there is something you will pick up that you don't want to do. You wouldn't want to do it by yourself. But you have to keep doing it. The day you violate, that's the day you know Satan is nobody's friend. They told the man, you will have all the money that you want, the cars, the lands, and the houses. But one thing, read this a little, my brother. One thing, they told him, you yourself, you will not enjoy your money. I'm telling you. You will see the man, he will have 5 cars in his house, but he will be trekking to work. His slippers will spoil. Huh? He will take it in his hand and be trekking without slippers. Meanwhile, even his servants are in cars. You will think that the man is humble. It is a consecration of what he has received from darkness. Some of them have filling stations. If you see them, if they tell you to swear, you will swear that this man is too poor to feed his family until maybe his wife appears. And then his wife appears like a morning star.
many of them, if you see the kind of wife, the woman will drop from the heavenlies. So fair, so beautiful. You will know that the man is using the wife to prove that he has money. But he himself is forbidden from it. I want to ask, is the man rich? Is the consecration of the empowerment that darkness has given to him? So they said, we will give you finances, but you will not approach these finances as your own. You are a steward. I want to tell you that those kind of things are like the things that Satan is borrowing. If God wants to put 10 million CDs in your hands, and then he tells you that you will empower people, but you yourself don't buy a new car until I say so, and the people you are helping bought new car, and you want to change a car, and God said, what is wrong with the one you have? What is wrong with it? Can you deal with it? You can't. So what God will do is he will allow you at your level. You know why? What God is giving you is not, he wants to test you. He wants to make you a specimen to show that there is a difference between the material things of this world and the man holding it. That the man can hold 10 million CDs. Does it affect his devotion to church, to God, to ministry, to his family, to anything? Is like he's different, separate from it. Can you survive it? Just if you buy a new car, try it. If you buy a new car, by 2 a.m. in the night, you wake up and check it, whether it's still packed. How many of you? No. you don't know the power. Many of you, as I'm saying this, say, Lord, try me, I will do it. You can't. You can't. Just a new car first. A new car. First time I got a car, in the night, something did ping, ping, ping. I say, is it my car? I came out. I looked through the window. That's how something was. What if I was watching movies where they open people's car and they slept in the night, they didn't see it again. And I don't know why YouTube was suggesting all those kind of videos to me. When I woke up in the morning, before anybody woke up, I woke up here. Went and checked my car. It's still there. I touched it. I said, the one that is saying that if they give you, there is a cow. Is he Lamborghini Aventador? There is a brother. Yes, there is a brother. Let me leave that one. So if they give you that kind, if you have the resources, you know, there are things that they can't sell to you because you don't have the resources. They sell it in this Ghana, but you are not aware because you don't have the resources. Yes. There are some things you don't believe they are in this Ghana, but they are in this Ghana. You don't have the resources. When you have the resources, the people that sell it know. I'm telling you, they know. If you have the resources for that kind of car, even if you enter into it, won't your gospel change? Pastor Chibike, I know the way you are preaching, the way you, bro, there are cars if you enter, the AC in it has a life. Will your gospel still be intact? I went for a ministration one time. I was with my brother Anthony.
As we came out from the hotel, we wanted to get to the venue. They parked a car. I looked at the car. The car that I used to watch in movies. I looked at it. Mercedes Maybach. I said, won't my anointing leave? Are you following me? If you enter that kind of car, midway, your message will change. I can't tell you. You prepare a powerful message. God will tell you to preach the message of repentance. Tell these people to leave their evil ways and follow me. They put you inside an Aventador. As you are cruising along the way, you change your note. I'm telling you, anything you scratch in that car, you might sell your father's land to buy it back. Anything you scratch in that vehicle. But there are people that had more that you don't know about. They sacrifice. It's nothing to them. So the question I ask myself every day, what is the cost of the oil that is on my life? What is the cost of your oil? Can you pay it? Not just pay. Can you keep paying? Because sometimes you can pay for a place, but after some time it becomes too costly to pay for. Is it not true? You go down. You downgrade. Is that not true? So there are many people that paid for. You have noticed it. You might have had some friends like that. In school, they paid price. Is it not true? Strong going came on them. You remember, they stopped paying it. You know, there is no way if you have worked a little in ministry, you don't have friends. They stopped paying. The cost of the oil has become too much for them to pay. Huh? So when they leave the rent of the past, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You know, like you can pay 2 years rent in this place. And you have not paid again. People don't know that in the last 2 years, you have not paid the cost of your oil. So for 2 years, you run without paying any extra cost. And things are happening until the end of 2 years. When 2 years now end, you now want to continue. That's when a report will now come from heaven that your rent has expired. Sound for me, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Help me to maintain the cost of my oil.
Help me to maintain the cost of my oil.
You can be seated. But when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David. And David heard of it and went down to the hold. Next verse. The Philistines also, like, listen, you see David's tactics. They made him king and the Philistines came. He left them there and went to another place. Am I correct? You know what the Philistines did? They left where they are and look for where David is. That means the person they are looking for is actually David. I'm telling you. They used to say it where I came from. They say, if you send a child message, and the child comes and the person that is the owner of the message is not around, the child will come back and say, nobody is around. Let me explain again. Like you sent a child, your child, to go to his house and look for him. And your child came to his house and there are many people there, but him is not there. And he is the one that you sent your child to look for. Your child will come back. Despite the fact that everybody is there, but him is not there, your child will come back and say, nobody is around. But people are around. Is it not true? But as long as the owner of the message is not around, nobody is what?
Around.
That's the case of David. He left the place for them and went to another place. It is in vain you are running away. Listen to me. Even if God makes you the priest of your family and you run away, maybe you are somebody here, maybe you even ran away and said, let me go to UK, let me go to US, it doesn't change anything. The going to US has not nullified the fact that God has made you the priest of your what? Family. It's only a matter of time. From your village, responsibilities that can only be sorted from the realm of the spirit will keep appearing. Things will be happening, and instead of God telling people that are there, physically present, close to deal with it, he will fly to you that is somewhere in Canada and be telling you, what's your business? Are you getting what I'm saying? I've left, I've around them, I've used flight to escape. That is physical running. In the realm of the spirit, you can't run away from a responsibility you have been anointed to deal with. There is no running from it. In fact, there is an extreme case that I don't want to say. Sometimes people suffer certain afflictions, either financially or even health-wise, for abandoning their calling. Sometimes. Should I tell you the worst case scenario? If you are bound in covenant with that kind of person, you will also suffer what he or she is suffering. Not because of him, but because of what is on the other person that he has refused to yield to. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why many times, if we are doing marriage counseling and a lady wants to marry somebody that is not yet a pastor yet, but we know that he's potentially going there. Are you getting what I'm saying? We will tell the lady, I hope you know that there is a calling on this man's life. If you don't like somebody that is into the ministry, it is not false. You can choose to leave it. And the lady say, I'm in love. Then we do the wedding. Sometimes your husband will appear and say, I have a body. And 7 days you have not seen your husband. Huh? Like since we finished. Okay, let me leave you. That kind of price are you willing to pay? The same thing with the woman. You can marry a woman with a calling and made her a housewife. You are wasting your time. That woman, that lady is a weapon in the hands of heaven. I say, God can even afflict your business for not allowing that woman to express her calling. Okay, this is not where I want to go, but I think it's important I say it because it just solved something for someone. If you're with me so far, say amen. Amen. David changed location. He was thinking if he changed location, the labor will reduce. The Philistines changed location too. They followed him. There is the oil. Anywhere you pass, the oil is smelling. The oil is smelling. They say, Mama, her oil is here. Your oil. His oil is smelling in Ghana. The warfare too. We navigate towards the direction of what? The oil. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. Next verse. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Will thou deliver them into my hand? That's a man of oil speaking. I faced a strange battle in my life one time. You know the kind of battle that is if you don't win, you are broken. There are some battles that you may win or you may not. Maybe next time you can try again. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Pay attention. No, listen, should I warn you? If one moment you miss attention, and maybe I'm supposed to look at you and you catch some, you just, he's looking for what he's not looking for you, it's over. It might be another next year when we can have the kind of meeting that ministers to you.
every meeting does not minister to everybody equally. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some meetings that looks as if it is for you only. It ministers to others, but it looks as if it's for what? You only. Pay attention. If they tell you your mother is looking for you, don't answer her now. Put your phone off or put it on silent mode. I say, even if you are calling your friend, it's late tomorrow. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's already late for today. Leave your friend. What if you call your friend and he comes? You miss your own time. As your friend is coming, he say, take it. He takes it. You that called the bell empty handed. And you go to heaven and say, At least I helped my friend. You are the one they are looking for, not your friend. If it's your friend, the person would have been here. You are the one here. Focus. How I wish I can carry my heart and give you people. Oh. Small thing like this, you can miss a heavy thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? I'm sharing my heart and burden. This is just beyond. And David inquired of the Lord and said, shall I go up to the Philistines? We deliver them where? Into my hand. This is the utterance of an anointed man. You will notice that David never spoke like this before the oil. Is it not true? He never what? Spoke like this before the oil. There is a word the Lord will put in your mouth. It's an utterance. It's an utterance. One day in my life, I rose up. I prayed in the night for 30 days. Every night I woke up. So one night I woke up and looked as if beyond myself, an utterance came to my lips. And I lifted my hands in the heavens and said that I am in charge of this territory now. As soon as I said it, suddenly, a dark force. I was standing like this. A dark force from my left hand side came to swallow me up. People would have woken up in the morning and seen my corpse. But David asked a question. He said, shall I go up? Shall I what? Go up. Will you put them in my hands? Are you hearing me? That's the question you will ask. This year, Lord, shall I go up? Is this the year that you were telling me about? Is it time to what? Go up. If I go up, will you go with me? I don't want to go alone. Listen to me. Listen. You can be seated so that the people at the back can see. Watch. As I said it, the force was coming. Then the Lord put a word in my mouth. Just one utterance. It was not many. I prayed for 30 days, remember? But the response of God in dealing with the force. Listen. Are you getting the point? This is the accumulation. It looks as if two spiritual forces are coming to a place where either of them will become in charge. So the 30 days is like the 30 days of preparation. We were dealing with other things meanwhile, but those things we were dealing with was not the main one. Are you getting the point? In fact, some of them is to catch the attention of the main thing. Huh? Sometimes the real power of forces that is against your life and destiny and that of the territory that God has sent you to will not respond until God uses you to do one or two things. Has it not happened to you? Some of you, your real battle came when you conducted a deliverance. You saw a sister or you saw a brother or somebody told you, help me and intercede. Listen to me. Before you intercede, you need to know the situation around some cases. So somebody went to intercede for a brother and in the night, the principality came from the brother's family and said,
who are you to help this brother? I will now deal with you. So, are you hearing me? It's not all cases. They say, intercede with me, you jump in. Intercede with me, you jump in. Many intercessors are suffering from cases they don't even know their origin. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You need to ask the question, should I go up? But that's by the way. Listen. So at the end, what God did was that he just put an utterance in my mouth. Listen. Utterance is not necessarily all the scriptures you know. Because my brother, at that moment, I know Bible. In fact, that was the period I listened to 70% of everything that Kenneth Hagin ever preached. Yes. There is a website called awmi.net. I listened to more than 80% of what is there, Andrew Womack. But when spiritual warfare came, I was searching for my bank of scriptures. I couldn't find them. You know, there is a way you are teaching, you quote. People will say you can. When you enter the realm of the spirit, it is the Holy Ghost that will. He said, don't be afraid of what you will say at that moment. For the spirit of my father, the capacity to call up, I'm not saying knowing is not good, the capacity to call up is the sole labor of the Holy Ghost. And if the spirit is not steered within your heart, at the moment when the scripture that will be the utterance for your victory is supposed to be called up, there is no steering. There's no steering. You know the only thing I remember? Jesus is Lord. Somebody say after me, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Can we say it 7 times?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 2?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 3?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 4?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 5?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 6?
Jesus is Lord.
Number 7? That's all. As I was saying it, the darkness that was almost swallowing me, it went down. You know the way the Bible said the storm and the tempest went down before Jesus. That's how my own went down. From that moment, the story of my ministry, my calling, this one I'm doing now, is traced to that battle in the spirit. That's why I'm telling you. Are you getting the point now? There are some battles you can't lose. You can't lose it, because if you lose it, it will impact many things in your life and destiny. That's the whole essence of what I'm saying. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
You can be seated. You can be seated. I said you can lose another battle, but this is the battle of destiny. The battle of thrones. The battle that we decide where you will stay in calling. Will you be down or up? Is this? You can't lose it. May you be empowered for that day. Let your weapons in the spirit be activated.
Amen.
Activate me, oh. A brother said that anytime he's fighting, there is a dog that visits him in the spirit. Anytime he's fighting the dog, he will see himself with pen knife. You know the one you use to slice your bread, to eat bread now? He's using that knife to fight a dog almost bigger than him. How do you want to do it? He brings out the knife. He can't even cut your bread. Talk more of dealing with a principality. He went back to prayer and fasting. When he finished praying, to his amazement, he noticed one thing. That pen knife was taken from him, and a longer knife, the one that is used to chop meat, was given to him. So when the dog, the principality, appeared again, the both of them now contended. He was slashing the dog. The dog was wounded and ran away. He didn't appear again for some months. But there is a problem. Though
that knife is bigger now, but you notice it can only wound the beast. Is it not true? He can't kill it. Still not good enough. Still not good enough. When he came and met me, I said, you need to go back again and ask them from heaven, change my tools. It's not good enough. I'm working hard enough, but my tools are not good enough. Listen to me. There are pastors working hard enough, but their tools are blunt. They are not sharp. You can never in the next 10 years produce that result God has shown you in the spirit using the tools you have. You have the passion. You have the word. You have the heart. But the tools are weak. So after me, Lord, activate my weapons. Pastor, you will not labor in vain. Oh. You will not labor in vain. God is putting in your hands sharp tools, sharp sickles, sharp weapons. One strike, the impact will be heavy. Where is my tool? Where is my tool? Where is my tool? Let it be activated. Let it be activated. Let it be activated. Somebody cry! If you are following us online, this is your moment. Activate my weapon. Activate. 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 Silas. 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 Hiya. Oh Jesus. Hiya. Activate, 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 activate the seasons, activate, 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 activate me, activate my ordination, activate, activate, activate my anointing, activate my gifts, activate, activate, activate. Who now? Who now? Una bia bia bia, una jo, una e, una, una bia bia bia, una jo, una e, una, una bia bia. He's risen. You are not going into this new year incapacitated. The Lord is activating your spiritual senses. You will fight better this year. You will fight stronger. You are equipped. You are equipped. You are activated. You are equipped. You are activated. You are equipped. You are activated. In Jesus' mighty name, you can be seated. I And David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord hath what? Broken forth upon mine enemies before me. As the breach of what? As the breach of what? The waters. Therefore, he called the name of that place what? I didn't hear you. What? Let's say it together. What? And there they left their images, and David and his men, what? Burned. Now, something is shocking here, my brother. The question I want to ask is this. I thought we are here with gone versus gone. What is images doing here? What is altars doing? That's the deception of this generation. Listen to me. You know, I see some people, they will say, be seated, my brother. They say, Africa, the only thing they know is prayer. The people saying this is coming from occultic coven. Are you getting what I'm saying? David thought it's just battle to battle. It's an intellectual thing. There are people like that. They went to universities. They are doctors. They are professors. And they thought the need of even their university is an intellectual journey. Until you get to a point, if you don't join their secret court, you can no more move forward. David thought that the battle is gone versus gone, knife versus knife. What is images doing there? Are you hearing me? What is altars doing there? Why they were coming gone versus gone, book versus book, stethoscope versus stethoscope? These men appeared in the battlefield with their what? Altars. With their images. I posted a little video of our 24 hours the other day, and I'm going to post more because what I noticed is that there are more people blessed. You see, there is what we call, if you don't understand what Satan is doing, there is what we call the loud few and the silent many. What I noticed is that there are silent multitude blessed by what we are doing, and very few that are not happy that he's saying it. If you are not careful, you pay attention to the few that are not important. Huh? They said, what we need in Africa is innovation. How does prayer stop innovation? And I want to prove to you, because me too, what people don't know is that some of us that pray like this, I can bet you that are more bookish than an average person you see on the street. In fact, I entered into this depth in prayer because I needed practical solutions to things that is face intellectual being. We will use book and find our way. But what do you say when you take WAEC 7 times and God F9 7 times, your result is somewhere in the village hidden under a stone? How do you explain that one? The people you are teaching, I'm telling you, some of you are failing. How does it make sense? Does it make sense? There are people that will give others business strategy. They become millionaires from it. They are looking for what to eat. Telling me to stop praying. You know those people that is saying stop praying? I just saw one. I clicked on his profile. I saw where he is in a club. They are gyrate. You know, some of these clubs they have. I watched one video. One brother showed where in a club they brought a deity inside the club and they were dancing. So, are you getting what I'm saying? They are modernizing heavy demonic worship. And at the other end, telling us to stop our groaning and traveling which is the only thing that can meet this generation. The darkness coming headlong and bring it down. If not, what is coming is stronger than what you people think. All this, I bring a warning, you know. This one is not about me. I bring a warning because I know when you finish, if you get to the end, you will see me there. But if you want to get there, don't play the normal game. Don't play the normal game. Go deep. Go deep. If you want to pray this prayer, get to the bottom. If you want to fast, get. If you want to the Bible, get the one. Enter deep. Stop surface level. You are still a victim because you are neither here nor there. Satan is modernizing deep occultic. Me, I grew up in the village. Unfortunately for some of these city guys and some of these people from abroad, they don't know anything. I grew up, I'm a village preacher. As I'm talking to you, I still came from my village. I came from my village to Ghana. I know these things. I know them well. Huh? I don't know what they call it in Ghana. I saw them in that club and they are hitting Ogene. And they say it doesn't matter. Me, that was born in the village, I know the high-ranking demons that is summoned by that thing. You are telling me it doesn't matter. What matters is my groaning and traveling. I will even do more because it looks as if that's what is actually stopping Satan. They brought this. There is this wooden drum. It must be in Ghana. It's tall like this. You beat it. Hey! There is a heavy spirit in my village. If you don't beat it for long, it doesn't come out. That's what they brought into nightclubs and said that is just culture and art. I can see in the spirit and I see the principality sitting over them. You are saying I should stop praying. You lied. Hey, I will even pray more this year, sir. You can be seated. My brother, I have done the intellectual labor. And my sister, I had a roommate in the University of Nigeria. I preached to my roommate. You know, we are counseled to evangelize. I preached to him. After preaching to him, first of all, he raised some arguments. You know, some of those arguments, some people that say they are atheists, they are bound by demons. Should I prove from the scripture? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. From verse 1 to 5. He said, if our gospel be hid, it is not hid because it's wrong. It is hid because the prince of this world has blinded the eyes of men. Stop telling me that somebody is atheist. There is a power. There is a force. Pastor Michael, it's your wife, yeah? There is a force blinding the eyes of people. I tell you, the young man asked me, Adam ate the fruit, why did God put the fruit? You know those kind of questions. We sat down and did 5 hours Bible study. I won the Bible study and argument. And he promised me if I win, he will give his life to Christ. That was a good bargain. I set out on theological studies. I researched things. I came out, consulted. I won the argument, which is good. And I'm told the brother, give your life to Christ. He laughed at me. This way I laughed. You know, there are every laugh has a meaning. This one is cough. It's not really a pleasant. You know when somebody tells somebody something? yes, this is your own. You are like looking, this guy. Just because we argued something, I will now. He asked me what will happen to those babes, those girls. He just gets born again. You know what he told me? He told me, Edu letter. I will never forget this. He told me what? Edu what? Letter. I said, but I won the argument. You promised me. You promised me that if I win, you will give your life to me. You will surrender. You promised me. The guy laughed and left. I have never been hurt in my life like that. I ask God, God in heaven, defend your name. Nothing happened. God showed me the greatest mercy
that brought me here today. Huh? I made a book to fall into my hand. You know the name of the book? Why Revival Tarries. I stumbled on a part in that book where he said, give me unction or I die. Hey! I said, oh, so unction is a matter of do or die. I thought, if I preach the word, they told me, don't preach the word, just preach the word. I didn't know that unction is a matter of do or die. There is a force, a power from darkness sitting and insisting that the word will never work. The Bible said in the book of Acts, so mightily grew the word of God and what prevailed. That means the word had opposition. The word had opposition. It took time. It took time. I think it's about 2 years. Is it not true? So it took Paul 2 years of teaching and warring to break into Ephesus. You just teach your Bible and go. You know what I did? And my sister, I took the name of that brother and fasted for 2 weeks. Every day I'm calling his name. Lord, give me this soul or I die. Give me, give me. I kept calling the brother's name. Kept calling his name. Kept calling his name. I will call him and say, I pull you. Yeah. I pull you, 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 I pull you. What's your name?
Namdi.
You are even my brother.
Namdi, I pull you, I pull you, Namdi, I pull you, Namdi, I pull you, Namdi, I pull you.
That's how I was pulling, oh. I pulled the guy for two weeks. One day he went to a school fellowship. You know, we have fellowships on campus. He saw a very beautiful damsel. That's why fellowships, you should have handsome men and beautiful damsel. But on fire. On fire. The one who's not on fire is a liability. He saw a beautiful damsel and told the damsel, hello, I like you. The damsel said, fellowship. Said, if you can come to fellowship, I can be your friend. So the guy came first time. He agreed with the sister 7 times. On the 6th one, he prepared his house, set it up to sleep with the girl and abandon her. But on the 7th one, somebody said the 7th one. I didn't hear you. Said the 7th one. Somebody said the 7th one. He came to fellowship. And as God will have it, that day, be seated. The Holy Ghost was moving. If you are here, you are a fellowship executive, president, whatever, don't accept services that is dry. There are people demonized, crying for help, hoping that something will happen. There are men that God wants to speak to, and your voice can be the voice of God to them. As the service is going on, suddenly, somebody says suddenly, the Holy Ghost began to move. And the fellowship president went to the brother like this, touched his head and left him. When he touched his head, the brother shook. Say, Kai, guy man like me. Remind me, what is guy man again? In Ghana, remind me. We said it last time. What's guy man? Huh? No, this is not the one you people. Huh? No. Maybe it's Cameroon. I've forgotten where they told me. He's in Kumasi now. They told me. You were there now. What did they call guy man now? Can Obrompon serve? Can he serve? Which one now? There is the one you people told me. Huh? Let's just leave it. Whichever one it is. It's a guy man like me for. How can a full-fledged man fall on the ground? That these people didn't eat today before they came. He went to the wall and balanced himself. He said, I come from. That's the last thing he remembered for the next 2 hours. When he woke up, fellowship executive surrounded him. When he wanted to say something in English. He spoke in tongues. Somebody say, give me unction. I didn't hear you. Somebody say, give me unction. Somebody say, give me unction. You can be seated. Listen. That's not enough. He wanted to speak his local language. He also spoke in tongues. He wanted to speak English. He spoke in tongues. The service ended. He went home. Entered to greet his roommate. He spoke in tongues. He went to the market to buy what to eat. What happened? You are with me now. You are following me. You are with me. He went to class tomorrow morning to discuss with his classmate. What happened?
He spoke in tongues.
There is unction. Stop begging. That, see, I tried it. God delivered me. And I don't want you to waste your time. I don't want you to use the next 5-10 years to find out that intellectual journey alone doesn't work. Because at the end, you will still need enough time to do what it takes to get unction on your life. Huh? Unction. Unction is not optional. What did I say?
Unction is not optional.
Unction is not optional. What did I say?
Unction is not optional.
Unction is not optional. What did I say?
Unction is not optional.
That brother became a pastor before we left school. We could have ended that story. You see, a man of God was in him. Are you following me? There is a man of God in him, but intellectual journey could not bring it out. Say after me, Lord, activate something in me. I'm not happy the way I am now. There's something more. Here, fire, 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 fire. Everywhere you are, pray for the next 1 minute. There's something that needs to come in your life. Give me unction or I die. I don't want to leave this meeting anyhow. Activate me. Activate. Activate. Oh. Activate. Oh. Blessed art thou, Son of David. Blessed art thou, Root of Jesse. Glorious, immaculately beautiful. I can go on and on, on and on. Yes, that's it. It's on you. Oh my God. But my words are not enough. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. My vocabulary is with faith. You are following me online now. The hand of God is on you. It's on you.
It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Hey.
You are eminently glorious, immaculately beautiful.
We take this year by the storm. Jesus, mighty. You can be seated. Listen to me. From last year, I began to see young men that the Lord is giving sickles. From last year. And the other day, I was under the influence of the hand of the Spirit, and I began to prophesy to my people. And there are a few prophecies that the Holy Spirit released. And one of the ones that he was emphasizing on is the sickles. Somebody said the sickles. This time around, it's not just that God will give you a sickle. He will make you one. Yeah. Instruments of harvest. Not just the harvest of souls, the harvest of kingdom inheritance. You know, there are prayers and labors of God that has the impact has tarried over generations. We need men with sickles so that they can cause the labors of yesteryears to become a harvest. Without sickles, we will plant, we will sow, but you'll be looking for the harvest you will not. So one of the things that we are going to do is that we will look for that sickle generation. And maybe tomorrow I will elaborate more on it. Because of it, I was looking for a sign. I perceive that there is no coincidence in the realm of the Spirit. And because of it, we will commit a lot of labors, I personally, to the nation of Ghana this year. Amen. My desire is, as I move through the 12 provinces, because for some months now, I've been praying over the nation of Ghana with your map, not praying that God should deliver Ghana, but to see a spirit called spiritual mapping. There is no need telling me what is in Accra when I can see it in the spirit. As soon as I finished one of the signs, as some pastors that are brothers started reaching out to me from some provinces. What was it called? Is it regions or regions in Ghana? And saying, and I'm interested in the campus. I'm not interested. It's not bad, but I'm not interested in big churches. It brings the popularity and the money, but the sickles. The sickles are always in the younger generation. If not, we will labor, and then after 10 years,
We search for the labor, we can't see it. Because the sickles are not there. It is the sickles that will gather the labor into the harvest. And in all my journeys, amongst all the things that God will be doing, I will consistently be looking for sickles. They are men. They are men. And God will keep increasing your capacity, even if you are one. In the name of Jesus Christ. The most powerful man is a man that is in alignment with what God is doing in a season. It will look as if the person is doing what others are not doing. No. Aside that, which may be possible, it is the fact that the person is just in time and in purpose. Not just in purpose, but in time. Not just in time, but in purpose. Just at the moment. Just at that moment. Can I pray for you? I pray that God will use you mightily this year.
Amen.
That the Lord will use you for His glory this year.
Amen.
As you obey God, may everything that you seek be done for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and every other thing will be added to you. As you seek the kingdom, let every other thing be added to you in Jesus.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edubu Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edubu Dejiku. God bless you.